Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Let's go.
Let's. Hello.
And welcome to a special bonus episode
of Off Script.
Yes. I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we are going to have some fun today.
Yes, we are. First, I'm going to let y'all know that we went to Westport.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we did our yearly trip.
That was fun.
But I got a cold, so if you can hear it.
From my child, probably.
That damn child. There was a point in time when he actually like sneezed and went on my hand.
I looked at it. I was like, yep,
this is it.
So gross. Children are nasty little germ blobs.
Yes, they are.
Anyways, so we're recuperating and
But it was a fun trip. John got to go with us for a day.
I know. It was really fun.
It was. Yeah, actually, I had a good time, except for I'm bummed that the sun showed up our last day.
I know.
When we were leaving.
Seriously. Like, I'll tell them, but they're going to keep going anyways.
Yep.
You guys, we're recording during the day, like in the morning.
Yeah, that's surprising.
I know, because we're doing a marathon of episodes today.
We got four that we can record, so.
Unfortunately, that means my children are awake and playing, which is good. I'm glad they're playing together.
But you're going to hear them in the background.
Because that's
especially
mom.
With how boosted I am.
That's mom life. And Riley sings all the time. So that's your warning for the children. But anyway, so we were at Westport. What were we saying? Oh, yeah. And it was like crummy cloudy day one that we did the beach. And then we're packing up to leave. And then, like, it's so sunny. But the funny thing is it was the same temperature both days. But
yeah.
It felt warmer, obviously, because the sun was out.
Because the sun was out. Mm-hmm. I know. Our beach day wasn't horrible, too. Like,
no, I had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like less people were there, too, because.
Because it wasn't sunny.
Yeah. That was nice.
But there was a lady creeping on us.
Yeah. What the heck?
I know. She was recording us from the dunes. It felt like.
Like, she probably was recording. There were surfers out there, and, like, it was
except
really
pretty.
There was
pretty. One time when she was looking straight, and her camera was literally, like, turned to us.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Well, we made it out alive. Thank goodness.
Surprising.
But, yeah. Anyways, so.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know when, because next week.
Is birthday week.
Yeah. If we do that.
I know, if I have the time to do that.
You are so packed. That, like, you'll hear. Wait, when does this come out? After Foxcatcher? No, this
comes out this Wednesday.
Okay. In Foxcatcher, we were like, we'll talk about your birthday week. Guys, we might just have to skip a minisode. Because, like, legit, what's your birthday week? Like, weekend?
Fucking A. Friday, I have. Well, first off, my aunt, uncle, and grandpa are coming into town for a Mariners game because it's the Giants, which are their team, versus the Mariners playing in Seattle. So they were like, oh, we'll go because we have family. And then everyone clicked it together and was like, oh, my gosh. And it's Bree's birthday weekend.
So I legit thought they were coming for you.
No, they're not. They're not. They were coming for the game and then realized, oh, it's Bree's birthday weekend. I wish I could say that they were coming for me. But that's my family. So Friday night, we have the 7:30 p.m. game. Then Saturday, we have the 1:30 game. And after that, we're going to do my birthday game night. And then my birthday. Oh, No, let's rewind to Saturday because we're also doing my birthday dinner with the family Saturday before the game night. And then Sunday, we have the 1:30 Mariners game. And then my favorite band in this moment is in town. And so me, John, Becca, and David are going to go see them. And yeah. And I've got so many other friends who are like, Brie, we need to get together for your birthday. And I'm like,
when?
It might be in September.
So we might not be doing a mini-sode next week.
No, but maybe. Just kidding. I was going to be like, maybe in the episode that comes out after that, I'll talk about my birthday. But we are recording that today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. I thought you meant the mini-sode.
No, we could probably do that. Mm-hmm. The next mini-sode.
Yeah, we are such good planners.
We'll figure it out.
Just stay tuned. It's a
surprise. Mini-sodes are really hard to plan.
Yeah.
And we always back ourselves into a corner. Because we record ahead of time.
Way ahead.
And then we're like, this is what we'll talk about on Wednesday. We need to just stick to the, we don't know.
We don't know. What's it going to be? Well, today, you guys, we are recording a brand spanking new
in theaters adaptation.
Yes. Like, you legit can go watch this at the theaters.
And then go home and read the book.
I was going to say, listen to us on the way home.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, my gosh. But it ends with us.
Mm-hmm.
The new Blake Lively movie.
Yes.
I think it just came out.
It just came out on the 16th or 17th.
The 9th.
Oh, the 9th.
We went and saw it on the 16th.
Oh,
today,
yeah.
Today is the 17th.
Yep. Yep. Duh. Knew that.
But anyways, so... we're going to do a trigger warning for y'all.
Yeah.
Because we painted our picture already.
1,000%.
Noisy children. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick. Deal with it. And we're recording 4 episodes. So.
Yes.
Deal with it.
There's a lot of domestic violence in this story.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a mention of a young death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A couple.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
Yeah, it is.
So, those are your warnings. If you can't handle it, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Go choose
this
one
is
of...
not the episode for you.
Go pick a different episode.
Mm-hmm.
But still listen to us.
Please.
So, our synopsis is, Lily has just moved and is ready to start her life after college. Lily meets a guy named Ryle, and she falls for him. As she is developing feelings for Ryle, Atlas, her first love, reappears and challenges the relationship between them.
What's funny is he doesn't even challenge the relationship between them. It's just
he doesn't.
Stupid but people with jealousy issues.
Things challenge the relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So our author is Colleen Hoover. Director, Justin Baldoni.
Mm-hmm.
Screenplay writer, Christy Hall. Audiobook reader was Olivia Song. She did very good. I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The book came out February 29th, 2016, and the movie came out August 9th, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
That was an 8-year difference.
I also know that they've been trying to make this movie for a really long time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there's a It Begins With Us that comes next?
Mm-hmm.
All about her and whoever she ends up with?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't until I was doing all this. And what'd you do first?
Well, I read it first because we had to get it done before the movie came out.
Yep, I did too because we literally watched the movie yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been a miracle.
Goodness, yeah.
And what are your thoughts of this whole story?
I wasn't prepared for it to be about abuse. I thought it was just a romantic book. And I have such an issue with romantic books because they all follow the same pattern. God damn. And so I think like halfway through the book, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm ready to be done with this. I think if she fleshed out the characters more and gave them more to them rather than just the like
basic,
here's the story right now as it is.
I could see that. I think she did okay with Lily because she
gave Lily's her, the main character.
Yeah, and she had backstory moments. And
yeah,
I could see that. I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was, like, really prepared to hate it because you read it first.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, ugh, it's this and this and this. And I was like, oh, no. But then I was like, because you were like, telling me, like, oh, gosh. Certain parts, you're like, I'm ready to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I wonder what part she got to that she was ready to be done at. And then it was like halfway through the book. I'm like, wait, I haven't gotten there yet. I'm enjoying it.
Why is she?
And then it's like three quarters. I was like, wait, I'm pretty sure she would have read it already. What part did she not like? I liked it.
Yeah.
No. Like, I would read the next one if we didn't have a list of it is on my to be read list.
Yeah. I think I would, too, because I just want to see what happens with the characters. But yeah. It's the, like, it's hard to explain because it's not super this, but it's my frustration with the character always getting what they want.
Yeah.
Where, like, everything came easy to her. Like, oh, I want to open a flower shop. Boom. It's super successful in the newspaper. You're number one. Ooh, I want to fall in love. Bam. Here's this guy. And then
that was kind of a complicated part, though.
It was complicated, but it was very much like you just knew once you met him, you were like, OK,
yeah,
this is what it's going to be. But then their relationship got even more blurry. But then I sat there yelling at her because I was like, why the hell are you still in this?
That's the whole point of the story.
I know.
Though.
I know. I get it. And like Colleen's interview at the end where it explained her past and the fact that her and her mom and her dad were in that situation and then they got divorced for the kids.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like it makes sense why she wrote this story. It's just, yeah. I don't know.
I can see what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt like everything was too easy for the character apart from the main thing.
I could see it. Why did we pick it? We originally had a collaboration planned.
Yeah. With this. And so it was kind of picked by them.
But then our time schedules just ended up not working. So
And Allie and I had done it and we were like, it'll be cool to release one that just came out.
Yeah. Which we really like. Like, I think we should do this from now on.
Yeah.
But
more often.
Man. One of our shows, movies, books this season is just stressing us the heck out. And this probably was not a good choice to do this season. But it was fun.
Yeah. And it's good to know that we can do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I liked it. And we'll see if you guys enjoy it or if everybody's like, what the heck? This is in theaters right now. I'm not going to listen to this episode. I got to go see the movie first.
Yeah, that's true. People might hate spoilers.
I know, because that's all we're full of. Okay. Next, we have Allie's super fun facts. Okay, first one. Well, this movie already is getting a lot of backlash for a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that isn't even related to the backlash that we have been seeing is fans of the book are pissed off because Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni are super old. Because Lively is 35. Wow, super old, rude. And Baldoni is 39, whereas Lily is supposed to be 23 and Ryle is supposed to be 30. Wow. That's something people are pissed about?
Yeah, that's insane.
Wow. Okay, come on, guys.
That wasn't even one of my notes.
I know. I'm on the fly right here, guys. Since
people
we just
are also going to hate because I didn't recast Ryle, but I kind of did. I came up with someone who I was like, ooh, that would be good. If they don't like him for his age, man, they're going to hate who I have.
Oh, I like this fun fact. This is based on the New York Times bestseller, It Ends With Us, by Colleen Hoover.
Wow. I had no idea.
Blake Lively's sister, Robin Lively, and Justin Baldoni's wife, Emily Baldoni, have small roles in this film.
Oh, that's cool.
They don't tell me what it is. Why the heck not?
Yeah. Oh, I could say a fun fact. Colleen Hoover's in this movie.
Yes, she's the author.
Yeah, she's in the party scene. There's like this one random shot of this blonde girl. Like, it's no characters that you're following, so it's kind of like, what? And that's when I was like, oh, duh, that's Colleen.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. But then I tried to lean over and tell my mom this, and my mom then the rest of the party scene was like, which one? Which one? Which one? I was like, oh, no, they're not showing her again.
Right. While the film while the film is based in Boston, it was filmed in New Jersey.
Mm.
Kevin McKidd also played a physically violent husband in Rome.
I didn't even know that was a movie.
I didn't either.
I thought it was funny. Not funny, because in Grey's Anatomy, he's also kind of, he's got PTSD, but yeah.
And then he's coming out in
Hannibal Rising.
And he's kind of violent in that one, too. Yeah.
I didn't even know that he was in it. So when I saw his picture at the funeral, I leaned over to Allie. I was like, what?
I know. I don't know how many I've done.
I think you've done 5.
All right, let's go. All right, shall we start?
Let's.
Okay. Lily Bloom just buried her father. He was the mayor or something of a small town. And she gave the worst eulogy ever. So she had moved home from Boston 2 years ago. Moved home to Boston. She lived where? Like in Maine or something like that. She was standing on a rooftop thinking about death when a guy named Ryle comes to the rooftop and he's all pissed off and he's kicking a chair and he's angry.
Can I just say, when that scene happened, my mom leans to me and goes, if this is how you meet a guy, don't date him.
No, seriously. They see each other and they start chatting and they start sharing their ugly truths. And so
naked truth.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Naked truth. He shares that he's a neurosurgeon and he had to tell the family that their kid died because of a gunshot wound that their younger son did because they didn't put their guns away. And Lily shared. Oh, and Lily's like, oh, my gosh, I don't even know, like, how that kid is gonna feel. Like, that's horrible.
That's gonna fuck that kid up.
Yep, and that's what he said. He's like, he's gonna be messed up for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. Lily shared that the first guy she ever had sex with was a homeless boy and her dad beat the crap out of him.
What? No way.
Ryle.
No, she didn't share that.
Yeah.
No, she shares it halfway through the movie. Is what I'm getting pissed off about.
She shared it right there.
No, in the movie, Allie.
Oh, in the movie she shared it.
Yeah. After he had gotten upset about something about Atlas, right before he bit her. She doesn't tell him that her dad was abusive in this first scene, which pissed me off because he then knows why he gets all.
Right, but she shared.
That she slept with Atlas.
Yeah, but she shared that.
He was homeless.
And that her dad beat him up in the book right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought you were telling me my notes were wrong.
No, I'm saying
the movie is wrong.
Mm-hmm. I thought I couldn't totally remember the book very well. And I thought maybe I'm remembering it wrong. But I thought she had told him how abusive he was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait, why is she not saying that right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because Ryan Reynolds wrote this scene. And I doubt he read the book.
Come on, Ryan. Also, Bree is doing all this without notes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't take notes when we were in the movie theater yesterday.
So no, she did not.
That was going to be tough.
We got this. There were many times we looked at each other and was like, what the?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I only started looking at her once a huge thing got changed. And
man,
I was like, fuck,
man.
This.
All right. So she's like, okay, you know, beat that, just shock me. And Ryle's like, I want to have sex with you. And she's like, what? And they talk about how he's only into one night stands, but she looks for the forever love. But they got all flirty and he's touching her and everything.
You skipped two.
What did I skip?
Ryle shares how he lives with his sister.
Oh,
who owns the whole top floor of the building that they're in. And then Lily shares how she really wants to start a flower store, but thought it was too cliche with her name. Yet in the movie, she's already bought the store and is telling him, yeah, I'm opening up a flower shop.
Yes. Whereas here, he encourages her to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Her name is Lily Blossom Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. I think it's cute. Anyways, now they got all flirty and, but he got Paige to go back into work. But he took a picture of her before he left.
Yeah, it happens. But like I said, a lot of things didn't get shared, like how her dad's abusive. And
he didn't take a picture of her.
He did not take a picture of her. Oh, that was a big one, too, in the book.
Yeah.
Lily also kept making fun of him, thinking that he was not a neurosurgeon.
I know. Like, why?
I know.
Why would you not believe someone like that? I mean,
that whole part of that scene, I was like, this is where Ryan came in.
Yes.
Because with the whole crypto bro thing and stuff, I was like,
come on, Ryan. But yeah, this scene at least happened. Mm-hmm. Somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Lily went back to her apartment and she lives with her roommate. She dug through her old boxes in her room and she found her old journals. And she would write to them like she was writing to Ellen DeGeneres. So instead of dear journal, it would be dear Ellen. And she begins reading them. And when she met Atlas.
She begins writing them when she met Atlas.
No, I thought she wrote them before, but she was like, none of that's important until this
part. Oh.
So that's when she started reading them.
Yes. Well, how you just said it.
Confused you?
Yeah. I was like, she didn't start reading her journals when she met Atlas.
Oh, she began reading them at the point in her life where she met them.
There you go.
And he was the homeless boy. And he was squatting in the house next door. And she saw and she started to give him some food.
There is no roommate in the movie, which I'm so glad you just reminded me of, because there's a scene later on where Ryle asked her about the wedding. And I was like, what fucking wedding? Like, it makes no sense. But then,
oh, my gosh, because I was equally confused. Mm-hmm. I was like,
are we just supposed to
wedding?
Get it because she did the flowers for them?
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. No, it's this wedding.
It's this one. Oh, my God.
It's just not. Yeah.
My goodness.
So there's no roommate. And we see her writing a journal that says, Dear Ellen, in a flashback. But the whole journals are not a big part of this.
Which they're like half the book.
Yeah.
But
there are flashbacks. We get the stories that come from the journals.
Yeah. But my guess is it's
because of Ellen.
The Ellen controversy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Lily's mom moved to Boston because her dad died. And now Lily's like, ugh. And so it's 6 months later. And Lily did end up buying that flower shop with the encouragement from Ryle.
But that does not happen in the movie.
No, and her mom never moves.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I was also going to say in the movie, she's on the rooftop like a week after her dad dies.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be day up. So then a girl named Alyssa comes and she saw a help wanted sign in the window. And Lily's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't put that up. It's probably from the last shop. And she's like, well, I can help out anyways. And they were like, okay, fine. So her mom left and then they get planning and they decide that she has no idea what she wants to do quite yet. And she decided, hey, I'm going to make this flower shop the exact opposite of flower shops out there. So they come up with like dark purple and like all these like
steampunk.
Yeah. Like not the spring and the pinks and all that sort of stuff, like opposite. Well, Lily gets so excited. She wants to go start planning. So she goes to her office and she ends up hurting herself by tripping like on a box or something. And she hurt her ankle. Alyssa calls her husband, who is drunk at this point because the Bruins game was going on. And if they wear onesies to this bar, they get free beer. And
I would go to that bar.
Dude, it was probably packed. Like, who wouldn't do that? They probably lost so much money doing that. She's like, okay, my brother can come too. He'll come help.
Actually, they probably didn't lose money because when you're drunk, you want to eat.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
They probably were like, I'm ready for other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So her brother comes with her husband. And of course, Ryle is her brother. And as he's assessing her, Alyssa and Marshall go out of the room for something. And Marshall is Alyssa's husband. And Ryle, again, says he wants to sleep with her and he hasn't been stopped thinking about her. But of course, Alyssa comes into this part and she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. Well, Alyssa says, I'm going to help get this place into shape in the next few days because Lily has to stay off her foot. So she's just staying at home and she's going to read her Ellen journals for like weeks. No, like a couple days.
Yeah. Well, Lily never twists her freaking ankle.
Nope.
I also hated the first scene with Alyssa. Alyssa just came in being like so preppy and like, oh, I'm here to help. But also, this is gross. Like, it's dusty in here. And where am I going to put my Louis Vuitton bag?
And like, I don't like flowers at all.
Mm-hmm. I never liked flowers. Like, what? That was never a thing.
No. Like, she explains it later, which was kind of like, oh. Mm-hmm. But
that wasn't ever a thing from the character. Book. Yeah. And then the whole Ryle thing happens. But what I didn't like is in the book, they never explain, oh, we met. It's always this like, this is my brother Ryle. And they go from there and they're like, oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Right.
Whereas in the movie, they had this awkward like, oh, we met. Oh, but kind of not. Oh, is that what we're calling you now? Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
I like the surprise of, oh, my gosh, he's so rude.
Mm-hmm.
So Lily went home and she started looking through her journals again, and she introduced Atlas to Ellen. So they started watching her together, and her dad was super abusive to her mom. And she was so angry one night that she went over to Atlas's and they just hung out. And the next day he brought her gardening tools because he knew she liked to garden. None of that happened except
they gardened together. That's it.
Oh, she sort of introduced him to Ellen.
Yeah, but like, they sit and watch Ellen, but it's not a thing that becomes their regular ritual in the movie.
Right.
It's like a freaking nod to those who read the book.
Yeah.
But then they do garden together. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Lily is doing better with her ankle. She goes to the flower shop and Alyssa did so much work and it looks great. They go home after a long day and Lily's doorbell rang. It turns out it's Ryle. He said he knocked on 29 mm-hmm. doors to find the right one.
I wish this was in the movie.
It was so cute, right?
Mm-hmm.
And turns out it is about to be the time of his residency when he's doing all his tests. And he's like, oh, because I think he was just a neurosurgeon already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, he's still a resident. But he has to do all his tests. And he's like, I just need to sleep with you and get this out of my brain. Like, get you out of my brain. I just need to just bang and leave. And she's like, what? But eventually she agrees. She's like, just let me shower first. And when she got out of the shower, he's asleep. And she's pissed. But she's like, whatever, fine. And the next day he wakes up and he's super apologetic. But they part ways.
Yeah, that doesn't ever happen.
The whole scene doesn't happen.
Nope.
It has now been 53 days since Ryle walked out of her apartment. They are getting ready for a soft open at the flower shop.
I do want to say
mm-hmm.
her flower shop was too busy for my tastes in the movie. There was too much like flowers hanging down and like contradiction between the flowers. I was like, this is too much. Like if I were someone walking down the street, I would pass that shop because I don't want to go in there.
A bit overstimulated.
Yeah,
it was very overstimulating. So they're doing their soft open and Ryle comes in as the first customer and he bought a girl flowers and had them delivered. But when he left, Alyssa looked at the note and he's like, all it said was make it stop. And it was the address to the flower shop. Alyssa tried to call him to correct the mistake, but Lily knew he bought the flowers for her.
This kind of happens. The note does not say make it stop. I can't even remember what it says.
I don't remember what it says either, but it does not say that.
No, it's like they have this whole scene where, oh, it's after Marshall and him come to the shop to help. They then decide that they're going to go out and have a fun day out together. And so like it's this fun date, basically, where they go to this bowling alley bar karaoke place and they're all just having a good time. And Ryle and her have this conversation where they're like, we could just be friends. But then as they're leaving, he's like, I can't get you out of my head. I need more, like just one night. And she's like, no. And then he's like, one kiss. And she's like, okay. So then they kiss. And then it was something about, I still can't get you out of my head, friend, or something like that.
Yeah.
Something dumb. Because look, they haven't even kissed yet in the book.
I wonder which one Brie likes more. So Lily's gay old coworker, her old coworker, no, he's not old. came to Alyssa's birthday party. Oh,
that was the thing that I was also upset about because Lily didn't have a job prior to this. She was just always in the flower shop.
Yep.
Whereas in the book, she was working at a job and then turned in her notice and then got the shop.
Yeah. Because so when Ryle came into the flower shop, he's like, Alyssa's like, oh, is the girl you're sending these to coming to my birthday party this Friday? Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know. Are you going, Lily? Or are you going, Lily? Not like he asked her there.
Mm-hmm.
But so Lily invited her old coworker, who's gay, to come and be her fake date, basically. Mm-hmm. And he offered to make Ryle a little jealous. And so when Ryle found out that she came with someone, he was in shock. And there was this
disordered.
This blurry photo in the apartment, and Lily recognized it as this picture that he took of her when they met, but you wouldn't be able to tell what it is, except she knew because it was her. She was very frustrated and ended up yelling at him a bit because it was unfair that he knew she wanted a relationship and he only wanted a one night stand and he should stop throwing himself at her like this. And she goes to leave, but he calls after her and they go into his room and they start kissing and she stops him and he says, OK, how can I show you that you actually mean something to me? And she says, don't sleep with me right now. And he immediately agreed. He got undressed. And he's like, OK, come, we're going to go to sleep. And the next day, oh, no, I'll do that next time. No, I'll do it now. The next day she woke up and Alyssa gave her a warning. It's like, OK, this is the type of boy my brother is. And he's like standing right there like, wow, this is great.
Thanks, Alyssa.
Yes.
So there's no gay coworker Mm-mm. who was there to make Ryle jealous. Instead, Ryle's there with a girl at the party, mm-hmm. making Lily jealous. And then him and Lily do end up, there's no photo. Mm-mm. They do go to his room and start kissing and almost having sex, but she stops him. There's no conversation about, hey, this is unfair because I want this and you want that. It's just, he's like, okay, well then let's go to sleep. Right. She's like, what? Which I would also be like, what?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then Alyssa does warn her. Uh-huh. But it's like a weird, like in the book, she was excited. She was like, OK, I think this could be good. But also you need to know this. Like, mm-hmm. here's this. Whereas in the movie, she was like, oh, awkward. Ew, gross. Like,
right.
I don't even know about this, but you should know this about my brother. And here's your coffee.
Yeah, it was odd. Mm-hmm. Didn't match very well. So Lily goes home. And her roommate let her know she's engaged and she's moving out. And she's like, oh, thank goodness. She's so excited to have her apartment to herself. And she reads more of her journals and it's getting very cold, like flashback. And so she gets blankets and things for Atlas. And they start gardening more together. And they're talking about their life situations. And another entry was that she let him sleep on her room in her room because she forgot to give him the blankets. And her dad came home one night and was pissed because her mom parked in the garage and it was snowing. And he's like, I want to park in the garage so I don't get snow on me. And she was unloading groceries. So he made her move. And then her mom had Lily bring in the groceries. And then she hears a thump and she comes out and her dad has her pinned down on the hood of the car. And Lily went over and started fighting him. But the next thing she knows, she was on her way to the hospital. Because her dad knocked her out, basically. And mom's like, okay, if the doctors ask you what happened, you have to say you slipped on the ice. And that's when she knew her mom would never leave him. And the next day at school, Atlas and her sat together on the bus. And she didn't want to tell him why she had this cut on her head or something, bruise or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. And so she lied and said she fell. And he showed her cigarette burns all over his arm, said, yeah, I fell a lot as a kid too. I thought that was so sad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And turns out his stepdad was pretty abusive and his mom chose a stepdad over him. And that's why he got kicked out. Right? Is that what it was? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And his mom's like, we can try maybe after you graduate, but like that's still like 6 months away. And Lily asked him every question about how, like, he can get out of this homeless situation. Like, have you tried shelters? Have you tried this, that, this? And, like, he legit tried everything. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a, oh, down on my luck type of kid. And that's when she realized he has been trying to fix his situation. And when this is when she decided that she's going to be like Ellen one day and help people.
None of this happens.
None of it. Well, she saw scars on his hands.
Yeah, it's not cigarette scars though.
That's about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like they did not in the movie
do the background
very well. Mm-mm. Like they did not show, they showed one scene about her dad being abusive.
Yeah, the same scene over and over where, oh, we should have put in a trigger warning about rape.
Oh yeah. They didn't even call it that because it was PG-13 movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what yeah. that was.
And so that's the only scene they showed. Whereas in the book,
we like, saw multiple scenes where her dad was abusive.
Yeah. I don't know. In the movie, it didn't even seem like he was super, like he did seem abusive. Mm-hmm. But in the book, you're like, oh, wow, he was abusive.
I also wish We haven't gotten there yet, but the mom, when she has dinner with Lily and Ryle for the first time, mm-hmm. Ryle leaves the dinner table and she says, "When I grow up, I want to be just like you."
Yes!
And then at the end of the book, she goes, "When I grow up, I still want to be you." And I'm like,
that's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. And I wish that was in the movie.
I agree. All right. Well, back to present time. Ryle comes over and they sleep together. That was pretty quick. Good dating.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically same in the movie.
Yeah. They showed a little bit more. I guess there probably was time in between.
Yeah. Yeah. Time flew by in this book too, which I didn't like.
Yeah. Like one day, it's like 6 months later.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit. Like, I think that was my problem too, because it just then feels like you're rushing to get to the parts of the story that you want to get to, rather than like, show me the stuff she did in between when she was working on the shop, or mm-hmm. show me what they did in between before they were having sex. Like, all
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So Ryle called to ask out Lily to dinner that night. And she's like, "I can't. I'm going to this new restaurant with my mom." And he's like, "Oh, can I tag along?" And they're like, "Oh my gosh." Like, this is all over a text message. And she shows Alyssa and she's like, "Oh my gosh. What?
This is not Ryle."
Yeah. And so she said, "Yeah, fine." And so once they're there, he's a very likable guy and he gets along great with Lily's mom. And Ryle wants to go to the bathroom and the waiter comes and it was Atlas. But they don't really like make comment to each other. They're just like, "Oh my gosh."
They just like sit there and stare at each other like, "What?"
Yes. Well, after dinner, Lily goes to the bathroom to look for him. And Atlas and her have this little chat and they both are seeing someone. And Lily goes, "Yeah, I've known Ryle for about a year." But then she's like, "Oh my gosh, that sounds like we've been dating for a year." And they've only been dating for what, like a week?
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh yeah, I have this girl named Cassie. And yeah, we've been together for a year." And she's like, "Oh, I'm so happy that we're both happy."
Mm-hmm.
And then they part ways.
Mm-hmm. The restaurant's called Root in the movie.
Yeah.
I again thought, like, in my head when I envisioned this restaurant, it was this like super fancy, like high to do restaurant. And in the movie, it's very like boho chic.
It was a little house.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cute. But yeah, you're right. I expected a fancier restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought it was the cutest little.
It was a
restaurant.
Yeah. It was a nice restaurant, but mm-hmm. not what I was anticipating.
Yeah.
But then the rest of this does happen.
Uh-huh. So Lily goes home and reads more of her journals. And in her journal, she didn't want to.
She knew what she was about to be coming up on. So she was like, I don't super want to read that entry. But
oh, yeah. So she only read a few of them. So Atlas got really sick and she took care of him. In another entry, he keeps coming over and suddenly they just start making out. And she's just like writing it like, you know, a high school, like, "Oh, my gosh, it was the best ever." And in another entry, he's baking her cookies and they are the best cookies Lily has ever had, and I guess he loves to cook.
But what's funny is these cookies in the book are just
chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, regular chocolate chip cookies. He just added butter or something, whereas in the movie it's like these s'mores cookies that like honestly sound cookies. Delicious.
Yes, they did.
But I was like, now you're just getting fancy with your recipe. It's supposed to be this like simple, like she's like, "But I could make that," and then she's like, "Whoa, these right. are the best."
Yep. But while he was making them, her dad came home. So she had to shoo him out. But he's like, "Okay, make sure you bake them in 12 minutes or whatever." And then she has to be all like, "I make cookies," to her dad. And like they had this nice father-daughter moment. And this is like, I felt really important. Luckily, they did sort of do it in the movie. Mm-hmm. Because it's to show that
he was a good dad.
He's a good dad.
He's a good dad, just a shitty person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pertinent
to the story.
Yes, for the end. So I'm glad they put that in there at mm-hmm. least. Another entry is that Atlas has an uncle who said he can go live with him down in Boston. And she's a little bummed, but she knows she shouldn't be. Like, you know, she's like, "I know that's super selfish because he actually has a place to live now, but, you know, that's however many miles away." Another entry is about how she saw her dad nearly rape her mom. And Lily wanted to call the police, but her mom's like, no, don't do that. That'll just make things worse. And that just pissed her off so much. She's like, I don't understand how you cannot leave him. That was the whole premise of the story, is how can women in this situation not leave their person that is abusing them?
I do think this book is good because a lot of women always think that, always think that. And so I do think it was good to then put this different thought process in people's minds.
Right. It like totally flipped my thoughts because I was the same. I'm like, why? Just go.
Mm-hmm.
And then reading this book, as we'll get farther, it was like, oh,
because obviously we've never been in that situation.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always like, dude, he fucking put his hands on you.
Leave
that asshole.
Yes.
But then reading it, I was like, and sadly, I was also rooting for the wrong person. I was like, you can change. You can change.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
no.
not good.
No.
I also was of the mind, like, I was of the mind that she was, where it was like, okay, if you do this one more time, that's it.
But anyways, so the last entry that she read was about how Atlas moved to Boston and she was so bummed, but she knew she shouldn't be. And she had one more entry to read, but she was not ready to read it yet. She got a text from Ryle saying Naked Truth, and he thought their relationship was messy, but he thought relationships were messy, but he thinks he just saw people doing them wrong because he really is in love with this girl. That was so sweet.
Yeah, that didn't happen in the movie.
No, I think the only thing that happened in that whole thing
is Atlas baking cookies with Lily.
Yeah, and this almost rape scene for her dad.
Yeah,
is the scene we saw. But I honestly could not even tell that's what he was doing.
No,
like I knew it because I read it. Mm-hmm. It just looked like he pinned her down and was trying to beat her.
Yeah, that's all it looked like, yeah.
Like, I understand they had to keep it PG-13, so they couldn't do a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the one later on looks way more than the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was not a bummer.
That was a bummer, man.
I mean, it was just, like, wrong. A few days ago, Alyssa let her know that the reason she is working for her is because she needs a distraction because she can't get pregnant. And they have a grand open. This was like five scenes back, you guys, that I forgot about. And that's why I put it right here. So they have a successful grand opening and they go with the guys to the onesies night at the bar for the Bruins game. And this is when Alyssa lets slip at, like, she's like, Because Marshall keeps trying to buy her alcohol. And she's like, I can't have any. I'll have water. And then he's like, oh, you can't have any? And it was like this huge. She's like, yeah. And everybody was surprised. It was so exciting because she's pregnant.
Yeah, this does not happen like this in the movie.
I was pissed.
This was when, because up until this point, I was like, okay, everything's been pretty on point. Like, we're missing things, but you know, it's okay. But then this happened and I was like, oh no. And then it only got worse for me. Cause there's no, Alyssa can't get pregnant.
Mm-mm.
They do end up going to a onesie night at the bar, but Marshall is the one who's like, all right, I'm going to get 3 beers and water for
Marshall,
my lovely
already
lady.
Knew.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, it was like, so cute that he found
he
out.
Like started crying in the bar because he was so excited. Whereas instead he shouted and was like, I'm going to be a dad.
Yay for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lame.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryle and Lily go home, have sex like they always do. they make it fun and he uses his stethoscope though to see how high he can get her heart rate.
Hard?
No, I said heart. Oh. It's because I was going to say heart rate. They talk about his parents and his brother after they finished. Not during. That would have been weird. His parents and his brother. Oh, because at the bar, they let slip.
Alyssa said something about how they had a sibling.
Yeah.
A third.
A brother. And then he died.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to get to know him a little bit more, but he did not want to talk about it.
this also made me mad because at the bar when they find out that she's pregnant. No, not even when she finds at the very first bar scene, Emerson gets brought up.
He gets brought up, but she tells him at the very end, or she tells Lily at the very end.
No, but what I'm saying is at the bar, this whole siblings thing comes up and she goes, oh, yeah, we had a third brother, Emerson. He died when we were younger. And like that was it. Whereas in the book, Alyssa was like, oh, yeah, we have a third brother. And then Ryle got all awkward. So then the conversation stopped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we didn't find out his name here. We didn't. But right, in the movie, we did.
Yes.
And then that whole scene does not happen.
Right. So.
Which also, why in the movie didn't Lily start to question about the brother? Why did she just let it drop like until the very end when she goes to Alyssa?
I would have been all over it.
Like, mm-hmm.
Why?
We should talk about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Share your life with me.
Tell me about your brother.
Lily and Ryle had a date at home and they started drinking and cooking. And Ryle shared how he's going to do a surgery on conjoined twins on Monday. Super rare, super exciting. They started fooling around when they smelled smoke and they realized that the food was in the oven. Without thinking, Ryle takes out the food without a pot holder because they've been a little tipsy and all this sort of stuff. And Lily is just laughing because, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you forgot it, the pot holder and everything like this. And then he pushes her and she fell, hit her head, and she has flashbacks of her dad hitting her mom. And he realizes what he does, and he's so apologetic. He feels horrible. He even put his hands in glass to go get over to her. And she realized, oh, wow, he really is sorry if he, like, hurt himself to get to me to see if I was okay. And then they go have freaking makeup sex. That was the weirdest stuff that I've ever read. And Lily isn't sure what to think because this whole time she's like, oh, my gosh, what do I need to leave? Oh, my gosh, what is happening? As she's freaking having sex with him. And they told each other they loved each other.
So this scene.
This is the scene where I went, what the?
They like. This happens. And Lily is like going to him to give him a pot holder as his hands in the oven.
Yeah, like there was no laughing or any. Well, I mean, there was
laughing. She was laughing. Yeah.
Right. But it wasn't. It was laughing because she's like, I told you it was smoking. And he's like, oh, shoot, it's smoking. It wasn't laughing because, oh my gosh, you're so dumb. You put your hand in the oven.
And then he does push her and she falls and hits her head and she does have the flashbacks. But the thing that gets me here is because at this point, Ryle knows that her dad was abusive. So that's why he's super apologetic because he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're having flashbacks. In the movie, he doesn't know.
Right.
He's just like, oh, I messed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it's like,
And she did something and that made him fall into the glass. It wasn't him getting into the glass.
Yep. And then you explained, because in the movie, it does not look like he pushed her, which you explained to me that was on purpose.
Yeah. The director wanted to make the movie through a woman's eye. He didn't want to make it. He first off didn't want to tell it from a man's point of view because he didn't want to take this story that's about an abusive male and, you know,
mansplain it.
Exactly. And so he wanted to show it from that perspective. And he also knows that women get asked all the time, why didn't you leave? And he doesn't think that should be the question that's asked. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's partially why he made all of these scenes look like they could have been accidents, look like they were nothing.
I thought it was dumb. Because like in the book, Lily full on knows. She's like, oh my gosh, he just pushed me. And like you and I even talked, we're like, we think she was being extra dramatic because it sounded like in the book, even it was a ow and like a slight push and she might have slipped on food or something. Right. And then when I saw it in theaters, I'm like, it's even worse. Like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And later we get scenes that show a different perspective and it was obvious he pushed her. But I just was like, if in the book she didn't full on like was having her mental gosh,
this scene confused me. I was like, wait, is he supposed to be abusive or
right?
Because I was like, girl, this could happen to anyone.
Right. I just didn't, it didn't make sense to me because if in the book she wasn't contemplating leaving him right here.
Yeah.
Then, okay, yeah, she would have, it would have been like, oh, that could have been an accident type of thing. But she full on was like, do I need to leave him? He pushed me. He put his hands on me. Do I need to leave him? It shouldn't have looked like an accident because she knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where my thoughts were.
That's funny. I wasn't angry about that.
This is when my, I don't know if you noticed my foot bopping. This is my annoyance, foot bopping. Every time I noticed it, I had to stop it. Because I was just irritated. Like, my foot just kept bopping and it started right here.
For me, it made sense. I was like, okay, the book confused me too, so the movie's got to be confusing a little bit.
So they go to Bibb. So she, I think she kind of like, oh no, they did end up in this. She told him right here, right? If you ever touch me again, I will be leaving you.
No, she thought it. She didn't. She tells him after the second one.
Okay.
Yeah. Once they've actually like talked about things.
Oh, okay. 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 So she thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they go to Bibb's to celebrate and she didn't want to go there. But Alyssa's like, oh, I heard how delicious it is. We have to go. So Alyssa's pregnant and Eve. Oh, yeah. They celebrate Alyssa's pregnancy and they get free dessert because the chef likes babies. And turns out the chef owner and everything is Atlas. And he saw Ryle's hand and Lily's face and he got pissed. Lily went to the bathroom and Atlas came in right after her and locked the door. And he told her she needs to leave him. And he called her her mother. She went to leave. And Ryle saw them coming out of the bathroom together. And they had a fight. Physical fight.
Ryle and Atlas.
Yes. And Ryle's like, oh, this is that homeless boy you had pity sex with. And Atlas kicked him out of the restaurant. Lily and Ryle left, but he wouldn't talk to her until they got home. She explained everything and he calmed down. And he told her if she wanted to be with Atlas, fine, but he needs to leave, or she needs to leave now because it hurts so much now that she can't, or he can't imagine what it'd feel like in a year or so.
Oh, that's even more stupid.
What?
The movie does it so wrong.
I know.
I really enjoyed the fight with Atlas and Ryle in the restaurant, though. I was like, yeah, Atlas, get him. So basically, the scene kind of happens. They're not there to celebrate that she's pregnant. They just go there because they want to go there. And then when they're leaving, Ryle stops outside and he's like, never him. You hear me? Never him.
I thought that was so stupid.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so she can leave you for another man, but never for Atlas?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Are you that much of a fucking, like, what is it? What am I trying to say? I don't know. Are you that intimidated by this dude?
Like, right.
What the hell?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then he's sitting there on the sidewalk crying, and she's like, oh, no, baby. No, baby. I'll never leave you. I love you. I love you. Yeah.
No, 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 no. And she's wiping his tears away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Lily ended up telling Alyssa everything about Ryle pushing her and what happened with Atlas and everything because, you know, she has a freaking black eye and all this sort of stuff. Atlas showed up at her flower shop and she's like, well, if we can't go there, why can he come here? And he super apologized for saying she was like her mom and he had a gift for her. He had bought 3 years ago. I know, I was waiting for it.
I forgot about this.
Yep. And he kept
this scene got annoying for me because director made a horrible call with this scene because it was like because everything with Lily was going on and this was kind of like the thing that got heightened where Atlas comes into like, here's this in case. I think they decided to do kind of shaky cam.
Dude, this is when I noticed it too.
Mm-hmm. I literally sat there and I was like,
it is so bouncy.
It is so bouncy for no purpose other than Lily's going through it, which, okay, sure, do that. But do it in a way where we don't freaking realize it.
Sorry.
It's all good. It made me sad because this is one of my favorite scenes in the books. And it took, I was focused on the camera movement.
Yeah, and they do that several times.
Oh, I only saw it in this one.
I noticed it a couple other times too. I'm like, why?
Yeah. It's literally just, it's in the scenes where Lily's life's getting shaken up.
That makes sense, but annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought her a gift that he bought several years ago. And he said, it's in case I ever saw you again. And he also gave her his number in case she ever needed to use it. And when he left, she opened the gift and it was the Ellen DeGeneres book. And it was signed saying, Lily Atlas says, just keep swimming. Because in the flashbacks, I haven't put that this is their saying.
Mm-hmm. So they tell her, just keep swimming.
Anytime life is really tough, they're like, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Yeah, that's not in the movie.
Nope.
It's on a painting in the movie. But Atlas does come by, doesn't have a gift for her, but he does give her his number.
And he puts it in the back of her phone case.
Not her.
She does later.
Yeah. Well, he tells her to.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. In the book, he tells her to. Because he's like, he grew up with abusive. So he knows what to do to keep it hidden from the abuser.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in the movie, he just does it for her.
Okay. So Lily read her final passage in her journal.
Although I think in the book it is better that she puts it in the back of her phone because
it seems sneakier when he does it.
It seems sneakier when he does it. And she literally does it. Actually, I don't think Atlas tells her to in the book because now I'm remembering. Lily does it with the if this happens again.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So back to the book, Lily reads her final passage of her journal, and it was her 16th birthday, and Atlas surprised her and came home, and they talked and ended up having sex for the first time, because he was like 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was 15, and he was like, no, that's a little too much. So he made sure to wait until her 16th birthday. That
is very illegal.
Fair, yep. And this is, I mean, still very illegal, but
a little bit better.
A little bit. He, what?
Me and John would be me, Atlas, and Lily.
Oh, age-wise?
Yeah, because he's 34 and I'm turning 32.
Yeah. Cameron and I were 16 months apart. So close. So for her gift, he got her a magnet that says better in Boston. And he told her he would look for her once he got his life on track. But don't wait for me because, you know, my life might never be on track because he's going into the military. That's his plan. This is when her dad comes in her room and beats up Atlas with a baseball bat and he nearly dies. And he came off as the hero, though. Dad came off as the hero because Atlas was a homeless boy that took advantage of Lily. And Lily finished the journal and was just sad Atlas never came to look for her. And she ended up getting her heart tattoo on her neck, which is where he used to kiss her. And the tattoo was of this the oak tree. I didn't talk about the scene when they were gardening way back when. But there was this oak tree that they were talking about how they're like plants and they're like, if you don't take care of us, you die. And she's like, I don't know. It's kind of like an oak tree where, or whatever tree. Was it oak tree?
Mm-hmm.
Where if, you know, sometimes they just, oak trees are good, and, like they're just strong enough to grow by themselves and blah, 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 blah. And so he carved her a heart out of the oak tree.
Wasn't it funny? His heart kind of looked like my heart.
It did. I was like, where have I seen that before? And it's yours.
I saw it. I sat there. I was like, oh, that's weird.
That's so funny.
I wish that the magnet thing was a thing in the movie. The magnet, you see it once in the movie and that's it. And the rest of this does actually happen.
I think so. It's just not on her birthday.
Yeah, it's not on her birthday. And her dad doesn't beat him with a baseball bat, but I bet you it's to keep that PG-13.
Yeah, probably. So it is now been about 6 months, and Lily was talking about meeting Ryle's parents because they were in town for the baby shower for what's her name, Alyssa and Marshall. And Alyssa and Lily are talking and about marriage, and this Ryle just happens to walk in. He's like, I would marry her right now. And they're like, no, you wouldn't. And he's like, yes, I would. So Lily confirmed he was serious, and they got in a plane and flew to Vegas.
this doesn't happen like this in the movie. And that made me mad.
I know.
It happened after Alyssa had the baby.
I know.
Which that's supposed to be a whole different conversation.
Ugh, I hated the timing of everything in the movie.
I know. It was so weird. So, yeah, man, Lily never met Ryle's parents.
Nope. Just married the guy and not meeting the in-laws. Great. So about a week later, Lily and Ryle are having sex. As they do. Mm-hmm. As she is showering, she hears a crash. And she gets out and she sees Ryle pissed. And he had dropped her phone by accident. And the case popped off and he found a hidden number.
Oh, Allie hasn't mentioned that her and Ryle have since talked about. Because Alyssa told Lily, okay, you need to talk to Ryle. Like, this is serious. Because part of why he's walking away from her right now is because he's walking away. He's trying to get away from her and she's the one that follows him.
Yeah.
And so Alyssa made, after Lily talked to her about what happened, she was like, you need to know something about my brother.
No, that's coming up. That's after this one.
But I thought the reason he pushes her down the stairs is because he's walking away.
No, he does. Well, he is walking away, but she didn't know that's what he was doing.
Oh.
That's why it happened.
Okay.
No, it's coming. I promise. I did it.
Okay. I was like, hold
it's right up. Here.
Okay.
So, phone case popped off. He found a hidden number. He called it to see who it was, and it was Atlas. And he threw her phone and broke it, and then he took off. And she ran after him, and the next thing she knows, she's waking up in bed with a headache. And he had pushed her down the stairs. When she said that, when she said, you pushed me, he said, no, you slipped. She's like, no, you pushed me over and over. And he asked for the truth about the phone number and she gave it to him. And she told him to get out of her apartment.
Well, at this point, they're married in the movie. And so,
which I hate because it makes more sense why it's harder to leave someone once you're married. Like, that makes sense. At this point, they are not married yet.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah, they are married. Mm-hmm. I legit just said that. Mm-hmm. Dang nabbit. Okay, keep going.
But the thing is, the difference here from the book is that in the book, they each still had their own apartments. In the movie, they had moved in together. So yes. She couldn't be like, get out. And basically, she immediately was like, oh, you didn't push me. She was just like, what happened? Oh, am I hurt?
Right. She was like, okay. Like, she was not the... And I guess I get it for what's his name, the director wanted. Mm-hmm. He wanted it to be for those women that are more like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because Lily was not. Mm-mm. She was like, I've seen this before. I'm not going to let it happen to me.
I know exactly what's happening.
Yes. And so... But I liked it from her perspective because she knew this, yet it still happened to her and she let it happen to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that seems even more of a...
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Why am I here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was proud of her for kicking him out
because
she told herself if it happens again, he's gone.
Mm-hmm. But not for long.
Nope. So Ryle slept on the floor outside her apartment. And she went to go get her new phone and she went to the flower shop and she saw Ryle and Alyssa talking. And Lily goes in and Alyssa tells Ryle he needs to tell her the truth. They go home and he starts sharing that he shot his brother when he was little and he ended up killing him. And he's like trying to even stuff his brains back in. It was so sad.
I wish they explained that. Maybe.
Yes. That was so sad.
Because then it made sense why he wanted to be a neurosurgeon too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this got explained by Alyssa way later in the movie after Lily was telling her she was leaving her brother.
And since then, he gets really angry really easily and he blacks out in this like rage. And he's currently in therapy for it. She realized that she needed to stop comparing herself to her parents because they are different people. They're a different relationship and it's not the same. They talk and they agreed when they get heated, they just need to take a break and leave each other and they'll come back and talk when both of them have calmed down.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen in the movie.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-mm. I wish it did.
It needed to.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a chance to test their plan because Ryle applied to go to England for a neuro program, which Lily was very happy for him. But they got in a fight because Ryle wanted to go to a different state for the top neuro program hospital once he got back. Lily freaked out because she didn't want to leave Boston. She's like, our family's here and like our new niece is here and all this sort of stuff. We're about to be here. Ryle smashed a vase, but then he paused and he said, I need to have a break. And he came. He's like, I'll come back in an hour. He exactly did that. He came back in 1 hour and he agreed that they would stay. And later that week, he bought them a fancy apartment in the same building as Alyssa.
That doesn't happen in the movie.
None of it.
Nope. Because he's already a neurosurgeon.
Yep. And they're not going. He's not going to England at any point.
Mm-mm. I know. I thought it was weird. I was like, that's a good chunk of like
important.
Yeah. When she's on her time away.
Yeah. So Ryle came into the flower shop and he has three bits of news. One was that Lily's shop won for best new business or was like in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Two was he got that program at Cambridge.
Cambridge.
Isn't it like the same thing? Tomato, tomato?
Apparently. I've never heard it pronounced Cambridge, though.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard it pronounced Cambridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I've ever heard.
Oh, how interesting. How do you guys say it?
Tell us.
Then number three was, oh, it's kind of least important, is Alyssa's in labor. She's like, oh my gosh. And they rush to the hospital and they find out that they named her Riley for Ryle. I thought that was the cutest thing.
It was super cute.
And they didn't tell us.
Nope. Not at all. We don't know that kid's name.
I'm like, that's like a sentence. Also,
once that kid's born, you should never have brought back.
I know. I'm like, that is literally a sentence they could have put in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Ryle goes home first, and then Lily goes home a little bit later.
Well, in the movie, once Alyssa has a baby, this is when Ryle proposes. Yes. So this already happened a while ago.
So when Lily got home, she got scared because Ryle was in the kitchen in the dark, just standing there like a freaking creeper. And he asks her, hey, where'd you get this Better in Boston magnet? And she lied. And she's like, oh, I don't know. I got to just move around with me. They start fooling around in the kitchen. But in the middle of fooling around, he asks her again, where'd you get that Boston magnet? And she's like, something's really weird. And he starts pulling her hair and asking her. And she's like, stop, you're hurting me. So he did. He stopped. But then he's like, hey, take off your shirt and read this article. Freaking weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right there. I'd be like, we're taking a break. But mm-hmm.
Go walk.
Yes, she did not. And she read the paragraph. And he said, no. Read the one for Bibbs. She read it. And Atlas said, he named it Better in Boston. He named Bibbs after Better in Boston after a girl he loved. Okay, they went into the bedroom and she saw all her journals and they were all over the place. And so he knew he read them and she knows about Atlas and about all sorts of stuff. He knows about her tattoo because in it she wrote that she got her tattoo after him. And he said, that used to be my favorite part of you. And that tattoo was now for Atlas. And he bit her on the tattoo and then tried to rape her. Because, I'm just not showing you my love enough.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts screaming and he headbutts her and she knocks out. When she wakes up, she sees him asleep next to her and she wiggles free and she goes to call someone to come get her, but she can't call Alyssa. She just had a baby. She can't call her mom because her mom was in the situation and she didn't want to, just stay with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so she calls Atlas. And he was there immediately and actually exactly 24 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
And helped her downstairs to the hospital because she could barely stand without passing out.
This part made me so mad.
Mm-hmm.
So mad. First off, it's the restaurant's called Roots. And it's based off of the heart that Atlas freaking carved out for her.
Because the journals weren't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the better in Boston didn't really happen.
Mm-hmm.
But still, so cute.
Yeah. And this all happens on a night when Lily's made him dinner. And they never go into the bedroom. He never headbutts her. He does bite her. And he does try to rape her. But then she is able to, like, push him off of her. And then she just runs away. Which you would also think, if he's an abuser, he might be trying to chase after you then.
Right.
But anyways, especially, like, in the heat of the moment. Like, anyways. So then she goes to Atlas's restaurant and comes and finds him. And there's no need for her to go to the hospital, but he takes her to the hospital.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they needed this scene.
Mm-hmm.
At the hospital, they wanted to perform the rape screening on her, but she said no because she wasn't raped. And they're planning on keeping her for monitoring because they don't want to do a CT on her since she's pregnant. And she's like, I need to get out of here right now, she told Atlas, and they left.
What's funny is she got bit on her collarbone, and they told her that normally they would do an x-ray on that, but they can't do an x-ray.
Right. Because she didn't need a CT because she didn't hit her head.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They had to figure out, what else could we do?
How can we tell everyone she's pregnant? So that's how they do that.
Yep. So Atlas brings her home to his house. And Lily is now writing in her journals again to Ellen. And she gave her life update with Atlas and Ryle and how she feels sick because she's now a statistic of those 85% of women that gone through abuse and they stay with their abusers. And she doesn't know what to do since she's pregnant.
Yeah, that doesn't. She goes to Atlas's house, but that's it.
Yep.
And she's at Atlas's house for like a day.
Yep.
And he just drops her off at her car.
I know. That was weird.
I was like, what?
So Lily was upset about everything, but most things she was upset about was that she didn't get to find joy in being pregnant. Just, he ruined it for her. And she goes out of her room and Atlas is making some food and they watch Ellen together. And he said, stay as long as she needs. And she's like, okay, I got to go to work, but I will be back after. I'll be back here after. Did that all happen? I don't know if that happened.
Nope. No.
None of that happened.
None of that happens. Yeah. I mean, Atlas brings her food. He never makes her food, which I find ridiculous. Like, yeah, he most likely made what was at the restaurant, but
he brought home.
Yeah, he brought
leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Ryle came into the flower shop and he gave her her keys to the house because she couldn't find her keys. That was another reason she couldn't go anywhere because she didn't know where her keys were. And that's why Atlas had to come get her. And he's like, hey, I'm leaving for England tonight, so you can go back to the apartment. I'm not going to be there for 3 months. And I know you need time, so that's what I'm going to give you. And she made note of how he had not apologized because the first two times he did apologize very profusely, but this time he did not.
Mm-hmm. This is not a thing in the movie.
No, it's not. Because he doesn't go to England.
Nope.
Lily is at Atlas's place when she hears a knock at the door. It's a couple of guys who play poker with Atlas, and he's on his way home.
I'm so mad. I wanted this in the movie
bad. He's on his way home, but he gets there, and they've all been chatting and joking around. And when the guys ask what happened to her head, she tells the naked truth. And it's like, well, my husband's abusive, and I'm pregnant with his child, and all this sort of stuff. When Atlas gets home, he tries to cancel poker, but Lily's like, no, I'm having fun. It's okay. And he goes into the other room for a second. She asks about Cassie, and none of the guys know who Cassie is. When Atlas comes back, one of them asks, and it gets super awkward, and we find out there is no Cassie.
I hated this, too, because in the movie, when Atlas brings her home, he opens the door, and she's just like, there's no Cassie, is there?
I know.
I was like, how do you put that together right? Just because he's bringing you to his place?
Right.
Like, I think if he explained it to his girlfriend, like, hey, it's someone from my past, but she's in an abusive relationship and she just got beat. I'm trying to keep her safe. The girlfriend would understand.
If it was a good girlfriend. Yeah.
I was going to say she might be a little bit jealous, but if you trust your partner.
Right. So, yeah. So dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys leave so Lily and Atlas can talk. So she said, why did you never come look for me after college? And he's like, or after you got out of the military. And he's like, I did. I came and found you at your college, but you had a guy on your arm and you looked so happy. So he went and did the military again. And when he got home, he started a cafe and then he started Bibs. And he ended up, and she's like, just like, oh my gosh, he did look for me. And he ended up taking her home. And then they awkwardly said goodbye. And he knocks on the door again and says, hey, if there's ever a place for you to fall in love again, fall in love with me. But we cannot be casual friends.
He does at least say that to her.
Yes.
But none of that happens.
But he did say it so rushed. I heard your mom be like, what did he say? And I also was like, was that the line that he was supposed to say? Because that didn't sound like what it was.
I know. My mom literally, I had to tell it to her twice because I was trying to be quiet in the theater and tell her what he said. And she was like, what?
So Lily was hanging out with Alyssa and she... Alyssa confronted Lily about acting weird. And every time she talks to Ryle, he's acting weird too. So what is going on? And Lily tells her everything from being beaten to almost raped and the baby. And Alyssa said, as Ryle's sister, I hope you can forgive him. But as your best friend, if you ever go back to him, I will never talk to you again. I thought that was the sweetest, like, thing she could have ever said.
This is the scene where she goes and talks to Alyssa and Alyssa tells her all about Emerson.
Yep.
But at least she did say that part because that's one of my favorite parts in the book.
Mine too.
Because I was worried. I was like, oh no, when you tell her, she's going to be all about her brother.
That's what she seemed like her personality.
Yeah. So when she said but as your best friend, I was like, oh, you good.
Good. Good job.
You good girl.
Yep.
Because I think that's what Lily needed was like someone in Ryle's family is telling me not to go back to Ryle. Yeah.
So then they go and they go through a bunch of maternity clothes and they have a fun pregnancy moment. Lily was finally happy about having a baby.
Yeah, that doesn't. Nope.
That didn't happen either. So Ryle came home early and he kind of surprised Lily. She was not expecting it. But he brought Marshall so they had like a mediator so that Lily would feel safe when he chatted with her. Ryle was apologizing and he said, you have no idea what I've been through these last few months. I feel horrible. And Lily is like, screw you. You don't know what I've been through. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he had caught Atlas and her in bed together, that gave him no right to touch her.
Like,
way to go, girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when he woke up and saw she was gone, he knew he would never get her back. And he came to tell her he was leaving for the other job in the other state. But he saw that she was pregnant. So now he can't leave because he already loved that baby so much.
Yeah, this scene did not happen either.
No.
Mm-mm. Also, at this point in the movie, Lily has gone to some doctor's appointments and found out that she's having a girl.
Yes. When she specifically did not want to know what it was.
Mm-hmm. She wanted to wait. She wanted a surprise.
Okay. So Lily goes upstairs to have dinner with Alyssa and she's going to have a sleepover with Ryle afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And Alyssa let her know that being a mom is going to be the best thing ever, even if it's without Ryle.
That doesn't happen.
Nope. Lily went to her mom's really nervous because she didn't want her mom to feel like to defend Ryle. But the exact opposite happened. For the first time, she was excited because
first,
she was excited that Lily was pregnant. And then she shared that she has found someone who's really good for her, mm-hmm. too. And then Lily shared about Ryle and her mom gave her advice to not lose herself because she ended up doing that with her dad. She's like, I'll just give him one more time and then one more time. And then finally, it just was like, this is who he is and just dealt with it.
And you're losing yourself every time you give him a chance.
Yep. And her mom said the day she gave her, because I never said, her father's eulogy, she got up and just stood there because she was supposed to give.
This also made me mad because in the book, she just stood there until her mom came and got her off the stand.
Or like her uncle or her mom sent her uncle up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the movie, she just walks off.
Yeah. So she stood up there and her mom's like, just say the five things that you love most about him. And she had nothing she loved about her dad. And her mom just said that was the most proud that she's ever been of her for not saying one kind thing about that man. And I was like, aww. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is really sad, but mm-hmm. good for her at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I think that whole scene was because Lily had been worried that her mom was mad.
Right.
She was like, mom loved him. Mom had this idea and vision of him. She's pissed that I didn't give a good eulogy. Mm-hmm. And so this was her mom being like, nah, I understood why you did that. Like, yeah. It made sense.
Yep. Okay. So they're having a baby shower and Ryle shows up. And at the end, he helps her downstairs and put the crib together. And she could tell that he was really sad. And she felt sad for him because, like, she still loves this guy. It's just he was not good for
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get back together, but she did. She was sad for him.
Ryle comes and builds the crib with her and they have a sad moment, but mm-hmm. that's it.
Mm-hmm. Lily finishes because she's painting a mural in the baby's room.
What the hell? I wish that happened.
I know. So she finished the mural, but she calls Alyssa and her mom and they can't come see it. So she's like, okay, I'll call Ryle.
Also, that whole scene with her mom did not. It happened in the movie, but it was not as profound as it was in the book.
It was not. That was actually one of the scenes where she said, I want to be like you when I grow up.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls Ryle to come see the mural and they talk about everything, what the future holds. And she's like, I want you involved with the baby, but you need to earn my trust. And also, I don't want to talk about anything about our relationship until after baby's born.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Because she's like, I'm hormonal. Mm-hmm. I'll make hormonal decisions.
Yes. So Ryle has been living in Lily's apartment for a few weeks. It's like sleeping on the couch because baby's about to be born.
Mm-hmm.
And the day finally comes and they go to the hospital and she suggests the name Emerson, which was his brother's name. And Lily looks at Ryle and holding the baby. And that moment she realizes we cannot get back together because she hated her dad so much for how he treated her mom. She doesn't even remember the good moments mm-hmm. of their relationship. Mm-hmm. And she does not want that for Ryle and Emerson. And so she told him, hey, I want a divorce. And then he was like, wait, no, no. And she told him, she listed off all the things. Like, what if Emerson came to you and said, Daddy, my boyfriend beats me. Daddy, my boyfriend pushed me. Daddy, my boyfriend hit me down pushed me down the stairs. Like, all these things that he did to her. I, like, was almost crying. Like, I was like,
oh, I cried.
That was so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what would you tell her? And he said, I would tell her to leave him because she deserves so much more. And like, mm-hmm. he's crying. And mm-hmm. it was such a like awesome scene.
Mm-hmm. It kind of happens in the movie, just not quite as awesome as in the book.
Yeah. I think Blake did great, mm-hmm. except for the scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the most heartfelt scene. And I'm like,
girl, why aren't you crying? Like, you would also think you're having this conversation with this guy that you love. You would be crying while you're saying this.
I felt she was crying in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought. Oh,
she's freaking hormone. She just had a baby, too. Yeah. She would mm-hmm. be bawling.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looked very robotic.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So now it's 11 months later, and Lily's rushing because she's running late to give Emerson to Ryle for his day with her. And on her way, she runs into Atlas and she let him know that it's Ryle's day to take her and she's late. And once she gets to Ryle and drops her off, she runs back to Atlas and she wanted to tell Emerson that Emerson's middle name is Dory. And they kissed and they talk about all future questions. Like, I don't know, her and Ryle talked about like, you have to make sure you vote and like all these cute, mm-hmm. like clearly like,
do you contribute to any charities?
Yeah. It's like all these questions that are not spur of the moment worthy mm-hmm. questions, but it ended up being cute.
It was cute. Yeah.
And they're happily ever after.
Yeah.
As far as we know, I have not read the next book.
I haven't either. I want to.
Mm-hmm.
It happens, but not great. I was really upset at this because she's not rushing to give Emerson to Ryle. Emerson's with her mom and she just leaves her with her mom. And then she's walking down the street and she sees Atlas and then they don't kiss. They just look at each other longingly. And then she asks if he's with anyone right now. And he says, not yet. And my mom heard. Yeah. She was like, what kind of an answer is that? I was like, he said not yet. And she's like, no, he said, yeah. It's like, no, that was not yet.
That's so funny. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay, well, yay.
Let's see.
Let's do some cast, shall we?
Let's.
So IMDb put 24 cast members.
That's insane.
That's it?
That's insane. Actually, I saw an interview with Blake because everyone was like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift's song was in the preview and now it's in the movie. And she was like, yeah, we didn't think we'd be able to get her because we don't have the budget for it. And I was like,
you were like
her best friend. Yeah, I know. I rolled my eyes hard at that response.
My goodness.
Okay.
Come on, Blake. Well, Blake Lively played Lily.
She did good.
I think she did. Except for that one scene. I think she did really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I loved actually the rooftop scene because it seemed so natural.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Let's see. It was very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Justin Baldoni as Ryle.
He did okay. His voice is Ryle. His looks are not. So who I kind of envisioned, this isn't even 100%, but I was just like, who's close enough in my head for Ryle? And the closest I could get was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, I didn't recast, but this is who I pictured while I was reading it.
Mm-hmm.
I pictured Vermont Mulroney.
Oh, Dermont. Dermont Mulroney.
Oh, yep.
I love him.
Yeah. I pictured Friends age.
Yeah.
So, like, Rachel's.
He's a good looking guy, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's who I pictured.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't recast. I thought he did fine.
Yeah, I know. I didn't. Like I said, I didn't recast. I had issues, but by the end of the movie, I was like, okay, you're kind of okay for him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Jenny Slate as Alyssa.
For Alyssa in the movie, she was good.
Mm-hmm.
For Book Alyssa, no.
Mm-hmm.
Book Alyssa, I would have did Allison Brie.
I know, you said that.
I know.
I love that that's our name together.
That's fucking hilarious. I didn't even put that together.
Are you serious? When you told me that yesterday, I'm like, I didn't even know there was an actress named that.
You're like, are you talking about us?
Okay. I don't know what I would have seen her in.
I don't think she plays Unikitty.
Oh, in the Lego movie?
Yeah. She's from Community, which is one of my favorite TV shows.
I've watched a couple episodes of that.
She's the chick who's like in love with... Why can't I think of his name now? The main guy, Joel McHale.
Hmm. In Community?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the brunette, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Who's always like prim and proper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. That's who I would have pictured.
Okay.
For Book Alyssa.
Fair.
But maybe I'm not recasting because she was good for what she was.
Okay. Then we have Brandon Sklenar played Atlas.
Old Atlas?
Yes, old Atlas.
Okay, I'm recasting.
I also am.
Okay, who did you recast?
I recast Jared Padalecki.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know what's fucking
weird? What?
Okay, so originally I cast Chad Michael Murray when I was talking to my mom about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom gave me an even better one. And she said Matt Shirt. I can't say his last name. He plays Logan in Gilmore
Girls. Oh my gosh! That was pretty close. I pictured him with his Sam Winchester hair, longer hair as the little homeless boy. Mm-hmm. See, but I watched Supernatural, you know, from when he was little to old. So I pictured him both as young Atlas and old Atlas, which I can't do. Well, but that's what I pictured.
What's funny is the kid that I recast for young Atlas works better with Chad than Logan, I realize.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm recasting the kid who plays Miles in Looking for Alaska.
Okay, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Because it says it's a kid with long, blonde, mangy hair. And this kid has a freaking bowl cut.
Hair.
Yeah.
Here, I'll just give him away. Alex Oh, gosh. Neustadter.
Neustadter?
What have we seen him from? How do you know his name?
I'm just assuming because there's a freaking screenplay writer that you always mess up for Neustadter.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's it. Okay, he was young at Atlas.
Yeah.
I didn't like him either. I pictured Sam.
I recast the kid who played Miles, and I can't tell you his name.
Okay. Then we have Hanson Minhaj played Marshall.
I actually loved him for Marshall. He was perfect.
You know who I pictured, not reading it, but watching it? Like, in my head, the way they reacted to each other and just, like, goofy. From all you've told me, I pictured me and Ty. Like, their relationship just being goofy with each other.
Yeah, I can see that.
I thought it was so cute.
Hilarious. That's amazing. Let's recast Nee and Ty.
There we go. So then we have Kevin McKidd as Andrew Bloom, the crappy dad.
I was not expecting it, but I liked it.
I know. Same. Mm-hmm. I would say same. Mm-hmm. Amy Morton played her mom.
She did good. It was crazy. She kind of looked like her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Isabel Ferrer, young Lily.
I thought she did good, too.
I legit sat there the whole movie and was like, did they CGI Blake? Because I was like, she sounds exactly the same.
They got her talking exactly like her. It was crazy. There were times when she wasn't. And I was like, okay. But yeah.
I thought she did great.
Mm-hmm. I saw a Facebook reel where they talk because they have the same mole. Mm-hmm. And the director thought that the young girl had like put the mole knowing she was auditioning as young Blake.
But it's legit hers?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was makeup too.
No, wow. It's her own mole.
Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That's why she should have got it. All right. Is the theme of the book movie the same?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yep. Dealing with domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do the characters stay true to how they're written?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Lily, nope. No, none of them.
I was going to say no. I think the closest is Atlas.
Marshall.
Yeah.
Side cart.
Side cart. Yeah.
No, that's a bummer. That's super bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you prefer?
You go first. I have to think.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I definitely prefer the book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the movie was fun, and I thought the characters all meshed well for the movie, and it was a different, like, if I didn't read it. Like, what'd your mom think?
She liked it.
She liked it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I would have liked it if I didn't read the book.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that I feel like if I watched first, I would be sitting there like you, like, oh, which do I like more? Mm-hmm. But because I read it first, I probably won't see it again.
Yeah. It's hard because for me, the book was hard read. Like, well, not a hard read, but like.
You didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. It wasn't something that I was like, closed the book and immediately was like, oh, I'm gonna read this again. But they just screwed up the last half of the book so much that I'm like, and like my thing, I liked Ryle had a redemption arc when it came to his relationship with his kid. Of course, I don't know anything past this book, so who knows? But I liked the moments where he got to be the good guy, and that wasn't in the movie. And I get why. Because the director didn't want to obviously do that for this story. But also you have a book to go off of.
Yeah, exactly.
This is harder than I thought it was going to be.
I legit, with how much you were complaining about it.
I know. You, when you were like, I wonder which one she picked. I was like,
I legit.
Me too. I do wonder.
I am shocked.
I know. Well, what's funny is I'm sitting here trying to do our tried and true. If you had to sit down and redo one, which one? And I keep wanting to say movie, but then I remember everything they screwed up.
Right.
So I guess I have to go book.
Wow. Okay.
But it's a apprehensive book.
Okay. Fair. And would you recommend it to a friend?
Fuck.
I would. I enjoyed it.
I was going to say, she recommended the book to my mom right after the movie.
Well, because she liked the movie.
She did, yeah. I think for me, it would be a, if I know the person likes this kind of book, you know? Because like if it was someone like me who doesn't like the easy story for the main character, I would be like, no, don't read it.
I just find it so interesting. You thought this was an easy story for her when she deals with so much crap and like she was put in that situation. Like, what do I do?
No, it just everything like leading up until that point was so like cookie cutter almost. Okay. Like I've read it in all the romance books I've read. It's the same story. Give me a different story. Like okay. Everything's working perfectly for you up until that point.
Got it.
So I just I was going to say it's not realistic. Mm-hmm. Because let's be honest, in life, things don't go that easy.
Yeah.
It's almost like she wanted just the abuse part to be the hardship for the main character, which I get because it's a heavy story. But also like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Come on. That's like her life is perfect, except for that one aspect of it. And yeah. That's not the case in real life
with a neurosurgeon, mm-hmm. has a penthouse, mm-hmm.
and, I see. Okay. And then he's able to buy her and like her whole apartment downstairs underneath her best friend. Yeah. Her best friend's right there. Oh, her mom moved into the city too. Like, yeah, just like everything was perfect for her except for this one aspect.
Okay, I see.
And so that for me is where I'm like, oh my god, I roll. I need the.
So what did you choose?
I chose book.
Oh, okay.
We're on. Would you recommend it? And I'm saying, if they're like me, no, I wouldn't recommend it. But if it's some, I'm surprised you liked it. So
me too.
I started reading it. I was like, Allie's gonna hate this.
I think it was just because it was abuse from a different angle that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate the story for that.
Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, guys, we got some sneak peek stuff for you.
Mm-hmm. Have you visited our website?
We got new pictures up there.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of cute. It's
also going to start being on our newsletters, some of the pictures. Yes. Ooh, let's see what they are.
That's where you can go and sign up for our newsletters.
Is the website.
Mm-hmm. At offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
Check it out.
Yeah, pretty easy. You can also rate, subscribe, and review us there. Or on YouTube, or on TikTok, or on Facebook, or on the apps where you listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you guys, did you know every Tuesday we post our reaction video on like TikTok and the Reels?
Mm-hmm.
But we post the extended one on YouTube. Because we have a whole lot more to say than 90 seconds worth.
Just wait till our Stephen King month.
Oh, gosh.
When we do The Outsider.
Wait till The Magicians.
Yeah.
It'll be like we're going to have
an hour long reaction video for you.
Anyways. And then season 6, listener picks.
Mm-hmm. I think we have 5, maybe 4 spots left.
Okay. So you better get them to us quick.
Mm-hmm. They're filling up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Monday. We got Foxcatcher for you.
Ooh, I wonder how that is.
Come back out.
Let's see.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. With that, it ends with us.
Went off script.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.